Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to ask you your thoughts on David Njoku and, what would you do if you were the Browns? Would you hang on to him? Would you trade him to see what you could get to find out where you're going with that? I like David. He's been probably my favorite player on the team. since he was 19 years old, yeah. Because I love the tight end position. I like the way he plays the game. And he always seems to be, a rock solid source when you're inside the red zone. Somehow, some way, he gets open and they're able to get him the ball. If they can get him the ball, that's the problem.
If they can get to the red zone.
It's not on him because I watch him all the time down there and I'm like, he was open. All they had to do was put the ball up in the air, and he could have got it.
The few times they've been down there over the last couple of weeks, I've thought the same thing. I'm like, let's get the fade to 85 here, or let's get to 85 over the middle, and they've missed some opportunities. I'm with you, Andy. We've seen David grow up here, quite literally, coming out of Miami as a 19-year-old, and has really, grown into being one of the more dependable tight ends in the game. Terrific guy. He had the unfortunate fire accident a couple years ago and still played through that. Big personality. I mean, it doesn't take long when the locker room's open on a Friday, it doesn't take long to hear and or see David Njoku, because he's usually walking back into the locker room with a boombox over his head, blasting some music to irritate or amuse the various media members in there. So yeah, he's a good guy. He means well. He's passionate. Really grown into a leadership role with this team. Kevin Stefanski has spoken very highly of 85 the last couple of years.
And deserves a praise. The Undertaker is in Kirtland. Hi, Undertaker.
Hey, Andy, how are you doing? Long good. Time. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, it's good to have you. Say hello to my friend Tom.
Hey, hi, Tom. I love when you have Tom. I love Jeff, but I love when you have Tom on because, I'm a few years older than him, but when he was talking about some of the players yesterday from – you can remember the Frank Duffys and so on.
Yeah, there you go.
I go way back then, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the Browns and where I think they're going to. I agree with you guys. I don't want to see him trade David. I like to see some of these players. David's one of our team leaders, and you don't trade some of the leaders. We need some of those guys for these rookies. I mean, we're one of the youngest teams right now with 14 rookies on this team. But where I think the Browns are heading is, this reminds me right now, of course, I'm a diehard, so I was at the 64 championship game. That's where how far back I go. And I'm a diehard season ticket, Browns and Indians, or Guardians now, I guess. But the Browns remind me right now of where the Indians were back in 1990, 91. When we had a bunch of young players like Manny Ramirez, Jim Thome, Albert Bell, Sandy Alomar, and we were building a brand new stadium. And, I think that the goal is to have this team, the Browns, in 2027, 2028, ready to compete when we open that new stadium. And I think that's where they're heading towards, and that's, where they're going at. The one thing though that I want to ask you guys this is, You know, last year when the Giants cut Jones, the quarterback, I mean, he was a free agent. I mean, we could have picked him up for probably minimum salary. And he was the type of player, a quarterback, and look what he's doing now with the Colts. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's unbelievable.
We watched that with regret, too. I think I've
said
the same.
He's in the MVP conversation. Think of that.
You know who spins the wheel of regret more than anybody is Jeff on him. Jeff talks about it all the time.
But I want to say this one thing, and I'll let you guys go.
Oh,
you know, I go way back, and Tom probably can relate to this. You know, when I was about 10 years old, I got a transistor radio. And, you know, every night I would go to bed, and I would put it under my pillow. My parents didn't know it. And I would be listening to the Indians games, you know.
Yeah.
And so now 65 years later, you know, I need hearing aids. And now I have hearing aids with Bluetooth. With Bluetooth them. So I can be sitting in a church or wherever, and the only person that ever catches me is my wife, because I walk in the house and she says, "Are you plugged in right now?" I said, "I'm listening to 92.3."
Oh, all right. Well, good job. Thank you, Undertaker.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Undertaker.
It.
Thanks, love there. You, man.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
That's great.
Oh, my dad. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, transistor radios. Like, kids now can't relate. I was the same way. I am a little bit younger than the Taker. But same thing. I would lay there
Mr.
at night.
Taker.
I would lay there at night, and whether it was sports or you know, pop radio in the 70s. I mean, that was the thing. And the other thing I can remember is kids sneaking the transistor radios into school.
Oh yeah,
so we could listen to the World Series games that were played during the day. What a concept!
My dad always told me the story too that like they had season tickets for the Playhouse, and my mom always loved going. By dad, they during the 97 playoff run. It had to be the 97 playoff run. They were at, like, I don't know if it was Les Mis or if it was Phantom or something like that. In the middle of one of the plays at Playhouse Square, that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My parents were there that night, and they
crowd erupted or something like
that. The crowd erupted in the middle of an act.
Oh God!
And the actors we are so blessed with the Broadway shows that we get here in Northeast Ohio. They said the crowd went crazy because they had made the World Series. I think they had won the ALCS.
Gotcha.
And they stopped.
Stopped the performance?
Yeah. Because the crowd was going nuts and they couldn't figure out why, because it had nothing to do with what was going on stage. And everyone started cheering. And then the actors stopped, and then everyone settled down and went back in. And then somebody got back up in the crowd and go, "No, this one's for you." And then they started pointing to the people up on stage.
Oh, that's funny.
And then at the end of the play, every actor came back out with an Indians hat on.
Love it.
When they took their final curtain call. I don't know why I started thinking of that story, but you get these great moments that transcend sports and where you're going. I really don't want, going back to Njoku though, I don't want them to trade him. But there is a part of me that, like, when someone wants to make the argument to, if you wanted to trade Miles or you wanted to trade David or you wanted to trade one of these guys, that you would be 100% buying into the fact that we're just going to watch these rookies grow, sit back, relax, and enjoy it, and don't get all fired up, because we're not going anywhere now. but we're going to give them the opportunity. But it's the NFL. You should be able to be good and within two and a half years.
But this goes back to what we talked about yesterday, Andy. It's they're not playing on Sunday, but this is a Thursday, and we're having a rational conversation about what the season should be about.
Yes.
And then we get to kick off on Sunday, and everything changes. So you're right, and I would hate to see David go for a number of reasons. And I think The Undertaker makes a good point as well in terms of this being such a young team with 14 rookies, and including a rookie quarterback, including a rookie tight end, you know, on and on and on. And so it's important to have those guys that have kind of been through the war, so to speak, you know, around to guide these kids.
We got to go to break here in a second. When we come back, we're going to have Nick Kostos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider, 11 o'clock. Both you and I wanted to take, I know we have just a few minutes here, but we wanted to send our condolences to the EFTA family, Jack EFTA. And, you know, a lot of times, I think if you listen to Jeff and I, or you're listening to Tom and I, and that's why I love sharing these, like, we gave you probably a way too long behind the scenes story to open up the show today, but we lost a dear friend last night, Jack EFTA, and it bums me out because I hadn't talked to him in a while. And Jack was a guy that ran the umpires room over at the ballpark from 95 to 2019, and he basically ran spring training. He did a lot of great stuff at spring training from 2000 until 2020.
A jack of all trades, and he literally.
Just a great human being.
Yeah.
I'm just telling
Wonderful guy.
Like, there was I'll share the story really quick. Mm-hmm. When I was doing postgame for the Indians, at the time, I had like these cards, and they were kind of, I would hang on to them, but I didn't, it was just awkward. So, like, I didn't know what to do with them while I was in the middle of the show, and I didn't want to hold the cards, and I was trying to put them out. Jack watched me do the show one day, and I was, like, probably talking to Ben Broussard or something while I was doing it. And all I had on the card was runs, hits, and errors, and major plays that had happened through the thing. And the next day, Jack looked at me, and he goes, you know, I think I have an idea. And I was like, well, what's the idea? And the next day, he came back, and he had this wooden triangle for me. And it was a place for me to keep my cards while I was doing the show, so you couldn't see it on camera, so I could not forget some of the things I didn't want to forget while I was telling the show. And, you know, Jack was so funny. I would sit in the umpires room with Jim Folk, who ran the ballpark forever, and Jim just retired too. And by the way, just Jim, fantastic job on all the renovations and everything they did at the ballpark. And yeah, I tip my cap to him because he makes that ballpark great. But, you know, Jim, Jack and I would sit there and I would watch like the last two innings of every game in the umpire's room. And Jack always opened the door to me, always let me sit in there, and always had a bowl of M&Ms that I could eat. And I will never forget. And I'm just, when you told me this morning that he passed away last night, I was just really sad.
Yeah, we had you know, kind of a text chain last night when we got the news from Bart Swain with the Guardians, and people were sharing, you know, just what a wonderful guy he was, and always in a good mood, always upbeat. Love to talk hockey. Love to talk the Red Wings.
He would come up to me all the time and tell me, because he didn't start skating until later in life.
Yeah.
And he would go play pickup at Shaker at Thornton Park.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd come back and he'd tell me, oh, man, he was the biggest Red Wings fan.
He became very close friends with Scotty Bowman, the Hall of Fame hockey coach.
Yes.
Yeah, like, knows him better than anybody. It's incredible. And it was a relationship that kind of came out of nowhere. Like, I forget how they had a mutual friend or whatever, and they ended up becoming like, you know, they would travel together, and it was unbelievable. Like, he could have written the Scotty Bowman biography if he wanted to. But yeah, really, really sorry to see him go. He was an avid cyclist. He and I would bump into each other every once in a while riding around the streets of Westlake. And like you said, a woodworker, Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com, shared a story last night that after his daughter Ella was born, that Jack had, you know, carved her name and presented it to him. So just that kind of guy, right? Yeah. That would just do anything for you. So he'll be missed, you know.
Yeah,
R.I.P.
And you know, the best way to pay tribute to him, if you knew Jack, or if you didn't, and you just hear the story, Velsano was his.
Velsano, sorry. Absolutely.
Is the way to say thank you, or just if you're thinking about him or anybody else in that kind of, you know, with a little bit of sadness, they want to try to make somebody else.
That or the Hospice of the Western Reserve, which is also a wonderful place. And I've dealt with that, you know, in terms of my family as well. So they do the Lord's work.
Yeah. Jack EFTA, you will be missed, our friend. We will be missed. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.